there. Welcome once again to Following the Truth. My name is Gary Zimek. Great to be back here with you on the program. Hope you had a fantastic weekend. I hope you didn't miss me too much on Friday. I took the day off, went down to the seashore with my wife and my kids. We just needed a little bit of a getaway. So I apologize we didn't do a program on Friday, but I'm glad to be back with you here today. I hope if you celebrated Mother's Day yesterday, if you're a mother, if you have a mother in your life, I just hope you had a great Mother's Day. Mothers are such a great blessing, aren't they? And it's just, it was great to celebrate with my wife Eileen and the girls yesterday. We just had a nice, it was a good weekend all the way around. Today we are going to, let me just tell you what the deal is here. Earlier today I was thinking that it's very frustrating because there are people I know in my life, extended family members and others, who are really struggling with a lot of burdens. And they don't know that there is an answer. They don't know that it's possible to have a relationship with Christ. You know, a lot of people, and these could be church-going people, a lot of people just do not realize this. They don't realize that it is possible. I mean, look, I went that way for years, not understanding it's possible. And as someone who knows what it's like to live without Christ and who knows what it's like to live with Christ, that hurts me. And I feel for these people, and I want to help them. But the frustration arises when I realize there's only so much I can do. And I've been thinking a lot lately about, well, what do I do? How can I let people know that it is possible to have a relationship with Christ and to let him help us with our daily problems? You know, because I really think that there are some people who just don't even know it's possible. And again, what do we do? Or, you know, they don't want to really hear it. Now, I was in that position for many years, and I know that unless you're ready to hear it, to accept it, then you're just going to turn off people who are talking about Jesus, as I did. So I was listening to the first reading from today's Mass. We're going to read it on the program today, and I think it spoke to me. The word spoke to me. It's from the Acts of the Apostles. The word spoke to me, and I think I have a way forward. And I'm going to share this with you because, look, one of the biggest sources of stress can be concern about a loved one who maybe has fallen away from the church, maybe who doesn't have a relationship with the Lord, who is suffering and needs that relationship. We all do. Nobody's ever going to be permanently happy or be to have any sort of quality peace in their lives unless they have a relationship with the Lord. Yes, external circumstances can make us happy for a time, but it's not going to last unless you have that relationship with the Lord. So I believe that the first reading gave me an idea today, and I sort of realized this, but let's talk about it today. So if you are struggling with somebody in your life who you want to turn to Christ, you want to turn this person to Christ to teach them about the value of having a relationship with the Lord, what do you do? You know, should you hold back? Should you push forward? Let's chat about it. We'll read that reading and hopefully it'll make some kind of sense to you, okay? I'm going to take a sip of my beverage du jour before we start the show. This is a new one. I don't know if I've had this before. You ready? Here we go. I don't know if you can hear that by, you're not going to guess this, so I'm going to tell you. It's sweet tea. I just love sweet tea, so I managed to get a hold of some sweet tea. That's what I'm drinking today. I hope you have an enjoyable beverage. Hope you have a snack. Hope you're ready to get started. And as we look at this topic of leading others to Christ, what do we do? You know, how do we handle that? So let's chat about that. Okay, ready to go? Let's pray. Let's turn to our Father in heaven. Let's have a chat with him. And then we'll move forward and talk about the idea of how do I lead others to Christ without turning them away or without getting upset myself. All right, let's pray. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Father in heaven, thank you for your presence with us right now. Father, we know that you are with us. We know that you love us. We know that you are all powerful. Father, we don't always feel that, but we do know it intellectually through faith. And Father, we come before you today. We present to you our needs. We understand that you know what our needs are even before we ask. So we give you our needs today, spiritual and material, and we ask you to answer them, to provide for our needs in the best way possible, at the best possible time. Father, we surrender to your will today. We thank you for sending Jesus into the world to draw us back to you. Thank you for reserving a place for us in your heavenly kingdom. We pray, Father, for the grace to be able to avoid sin and to do your will this day. Father, I ask you to give me the words, to give me the words on this program so that I can share the good news that you have for us today. Please open all of our minds, all of our hearts to be receptive to your message and willing to put it into practice. And of course, Father, as we always do, we ask these things in the name above all names, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ, your Son. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You know, and I say this a lot, but it's one of those things that bears repeating. Every time we pray like that, I want you to know that something happens. Even though you don't always see, more often than not, you don't see the fruit of your prayer. It's not a quid pro quo. I do this for God, he does this for me. Doesn't always happen like that. Again, most of the time, it doesn't happen like that. So for the majority of the times you pray, you're going to feel nothing. Don't let that put you off. This is what it means to walk by faith. Because let me tell you, I'm the type of guy who really gets worn out by not feeling things. When I pray and I don't feel anything, it's very easy for me to get discouraged. And I tell you that honestly. But I've learned that that's not a good idea. And the Lord's working with me. My tendency is if I don't feel good when I pray, or if something doesn't happen immediately, I can easily get discouraged. But I've learned with the help of the Holy Spirit that it's getting better. I don't necessarily need to feel that feeling anymore, that good feeling, because I know in my head through faith that the Lord hears my prayers. And my prayer for you is that the same thing holds true, and or it becomes evident in your life. I'm going to urge you, and we'll do this together. That's one of the reasons I'm here with you. I am here to give you hope and let you know that you got a Father in heaven who loves you. You got his Son, Jesus, who came into the world to rescue you from the burning building, right? To repair that damage done by sin, to rescue you, to die on the cross for you, and to reserve a place in heaven for you. All you need to do is follow Jesus and listen to him. And if you do that, you're going to be in good shape. Not only will you be, you'll feel peace or experience. I don't like to say feel peace, because sometimes peace isn't a feeling. Sometimes peace is an experience where you don't feel it, but you know it in your mind. You have peace of mind, which actually is a higher level of peace than just a feeling of peace. Sometimes it's not a feeling. So my goal is to give you hope, and I really appreciate the fact that you're hanging out with me and that we're walking through this life together. We are you and me, we were created to be on this earth, to occupy this earth at the same time. So let's help one another. And you know, just today I got two emails from listeners who said that my work is helping. Those emails were very important to me today, because I was just telling my wife Eileen that I was struggling to think, like, am I really helping people? And anybody in full-time ministry goes through this. We always have those bad days where we think, am I really doing good? You know, and your emails helped me tremendously. So I want to thank you for that. Your timing was perfect. But I am convinced, I know, I've been doing this long enough to know that this is where the Lord wants me. But I am going to have my discouraging days where things seem a little dark, you know, and things do look hopeless to me at times. Yeah, they do. I know they're not, but they look that way. So I'm here to share with you, like, all those things you're going through, all those feelings, all those struggles, it's okay. you're not necessarily doing anything wrong. Don't give up, because we got an all-powerful God who just happens to be our Father. And he loves us with an unconditional love. So so today, I really want to address that idea of how do I share the faith with people who don't care? I guess that's what it comes down to. What do I do? You know, how do I lead souls to Christ when they really don't care? And that's a challenge. But the good news is there's only so much you can do. But we got to make sure that we're doing what we can. All right, so that's what we'll talk about today. Followingthetruth.com is my website if you want to find out more about my work, including picking up a copy of my latest book, Give Up Worry for Good, or getting on my mailing list for my Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled daily email reflection. So just go to followingthetruth.com. You can make that happen. Also, I got another email today, and I got one on Friday, from people wanting to bring me in to speak. If you would like me to come to speak at your church or your conference, to give a parish mission maybe next Lent, now's a great time to contact me at followingthetruth.com, because my schedule is just starting to spin up. And this is the way it's been for the past month or so. I'm getting a lot of inquiries. You know, parishes are a little hesitant right now still, but there is a lot more interest than I've seen in the past year. So things are starting to open up again. But the good news is right now, my schedule's pretty open. I don't have too much locked in. So if you would like to bring me in to speak at your church or your conference, now's a good time to do it. Just visit followingthetruth.com and contact me at the website, okay? I can't wait to get back on the road again. I'm taking my first trip. What's today? May the 10th. I am going to Wisconsin on May the 21st. That is the first trip I've taken in over a year. Oh, man, I'm so happy about that, that things are starting to open up again, because it's time for me to get out on the road and share the good news once again. Okay, so the first reading from today's Mass, let me read this, is from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 16, verses 11 through 15. And all throughout the Easter season, we have been looking at the Acts of the Apostles as our first reading from daily Mass. And what we're getting is a glimpse into the life of the early church. I think it's pretty interesting, some interesting insight as to what is taking place in the early church after Christ rose from the dead and ascended into heaven. Okay, so here we go. Acts 16, verses 11 through 15. We set sail from Troas, making a straight run for Samothrace, and on the next day to Neapolis, and from there to Philippi, a leading city in that district of Macedonia and a Roman colony. We spent some time in that city. On the Sabbath, we went outside the city gate along the river, where we thought there would be a place of prayer. We sat and we spoke with the women who had gathered there. One of them, a woman named Lydia, a dealer in purple cloth, from the city of Thyatira, a worshiper of God, listened, and the Lord opened her heart to pay attention to what Paul was saying. Now, that's, I'm not quite finished here, but that's the verse that really stood out to me today. Lydia listened to what Paul was saying, and the Lord opened her heart to pay attention to his words. After she and her household had been baptized, she offered us an invitation. If you consider me a believer in the Lord, come and stay at my home. And she prevailed on us. Now, what we see an example here of is an unbaptized person, somebody who was not a Christian, who listened to what Paul had to say, listened with interest to what Paul had to say. And as a result, she was baptized. She listened because her heart was opened by the Holy Spirit. How many times have you heard somebody speak about a matter of faith and you didn't want to hear what they had to say, or you weren't interested? It happened to me for years. And in my email reflection today that I sent out, I told the story of, and you know, it's a story that, it's so powerful to me. It was life-changing for me. I went to Catholic school for 12 years, and throughout that whole time, I can count, it's not a cliche, I can count literally on the fingers of one hand how many times I had a conversation with God, about God, with another person, one of my classmates, a peer. It rarely happened. And my mind goes back to a time when I was at a retreat. Now, we went in grade school, this was in eighth grade, we went on a day trip, a retreat, to a local retreat house. I don't remember even where it was. I just remember there was a lake there. And there were these old buildings. It was some kind of camp. And we had a series of talks. The day was centered around God and drawing closer to Him. And I was with a friend. I didn't know him too well at the time. I was with two friends. One of them was named Tony. The other guy was named John. John and I were closer. But Tony was somebody we would just talk to. He was somebody we weren't really good friends with. And he started talking about, and I don't know why he started talking about this, possibly because they said go share about God with somebody. Again, this goes back quite a ways. But Tony started talking about how he would pray for the things that worried him, different concerns about school, about problems eighth graders have, whatever they are. And he said, when I prayed, when I asked God to help me with these things, here's what happened, and here's all the times He answered my prayer. And I thought, well, I never heard somebody my age, and again, what am I, about 13 years old at the time, 12 or 13? I never heard somebody my age talking about God in that way and about how he prayed and that his prayer actually worked. Because I was so used to letting the message go in one ear and out the other, you know. And in the meantime, I was nervous about so many things in life, but I never really believed that prayer could change things or give me the peace that I was looking for. But here I'm having a conversation with a friend of mine who is explaining that he prays and he's seen fruit from his prayers. And I thought that was fascinating. So we had this conversation, and that led to me praying more. Now, eventually I'd become lukewarm again. That didn't last, but I felt hope. I felt a sense of hope when I had that conversation with him. And I think it's important to feel that hope when you pray. And so what happened was, for some reason, what he was saying hit me differently than the message in church, the message in religion class. I started to believe, and I believe that there were seeds planted that day. And again, I got lukewarm again, but there were seeds planted that would have been eventually, I believe, bear some kind of fruit. And it's all because my heart was opened, I feel, by the Holy Spirit to listen and believe that what he was saying was true. And when he spoke, I did feel hopeful. I did feel hopeful that my prayers could be heard and they could bear fruit. In other words, my prayers could help me with a lot of these things that was causing me a great deal of anxiety. And I went away from that encounter different. But it was because my heart was opened by the Holy Spirit. Okay, so we have people in our lives, we all have them, who, and you know, honestly, you may be one of them too, so I don't want to rule that out. It's possible you listen to this show and you really don't feel that God can help you with your worrying, or that you can ever be at peace, or that you can believe in the power of prayer. Maybe you've got what looks like an impossible situation in your life, and you're looking at it and you're saying, I know I'm praying, but this isn't going to ever change. Look, I've been there. I get that. We've all got those, what I would call impossible intentions, those things that just don't seem like they are fixable or solvable. So you're there right now, and you need to believe somehow, and you're getting discouraged, right? So you either have somebody in your life who doesn't believe, and you don't know how to convince them that Jesus is the real deal, or maybe you're feeling it yourself. Here's what I recommend. You or that person you're concerned about needs that intervention of the Holy Spirit. So if it's somebody in your life that you're trying to reach, you need to pray to the Holy Spirit and ask the Holy, and every day. Don't do it one day and say, well, they didn't open their hearts, so I'm not going to pray. No, every day, commit to it. If you care about that person, you got to pray every day, and it can be a very brief prayer. Lord, please pray for, please help so-and-so open their hearts through your Holy Spirit to accept the gospel, right? Or something like that. Holy Spirit, come into their hearts and soften their hearts so that they will be willing to enter into a deeper relationship with Jesus or something. The prayer can be that simple. Start praying that prayer for those in your life who don't know the Lord and who need to have a relationship with Him. Because you can't force your religion or your relationship with Jesus on anybody before they're ready, before the Holy Spirit opens their hearts. Because if you do, you may do more damage. At the very least, they're not going to listen to you. So pray that their hearts will be softened. Pray for an opening. A lot of times what happens, I know it was in my case, it happened in my case, the way the Lord really enters into our lives is when we've got our back against the wall and we realize that we need Him or we're desperate. And oftentimes He'll take us into the storm so that He can really work with us. Because otherwise, we don't think we need Him. Or we just don't think it's possible to have a real relationship with Him. Yeah, you can have a wishy-washy thing. You know, this is what happens, and this is unfortunately the case with a lot of, I know with a lot of Catholics, I don't know if it extends to all the Christian denominations, but I imagine you do see a lot of this. Many people believe that in order to be a Christian, what it requires is that you go to church each week and then you try to be a good person. But if you live your life like that, if that's all you do, you're never going to have that peace that Christ wants to give you. You just won't have it. Somehow you need to integrate your relationship with Christ into your daily life. And that's the way you will have peace. It's much more than going to church on Sunday and throwing up a prayer every now and then, or trying to be a good person. It is literally surrendering your life to Him. That's the way you're going to find peace. So if you got somebody in your life who doesn't have this relationship with the Lord, don't push it. Pray for the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Pray that the Holy Spirit opens their heart, and then be nice to them. Be a nice, pleasant person. Let them see the love of Christ shining forth in your life. Because if you're a jerk, nobody's going to want to listen to you. So be nice to the person and pray for the wisdom. You may reach a point where the Holy Spirit's going to nudge you and you're going to get this feeling, I should say something. You know, maybe it's you're going to say to the person, I'll pray for you. Or you could say that I read this good spiritual book, or or I was praying the other day and here's what I was thinking. You know, you don't want to turn it on too heavy before they're ready, but there comes a time when you have to use words in sharing Jesus with them. But the main thing to do is pray for an opening. Pray that their hearts be opened. And I've had this happen. This happened with a couple of coworkers over the years, people who really, I never thought of religious at all, both of whom contacted me through Facebook saying, could you pray for me? And one said, could you pray for my family? The other said, I'm trying to find a job. I'm running out of money. Can you pray for me? And that was amazing. And you know, I don't know where it went after that, because they weren't really people who I was still in touch with. They were friends from the past, or actually one was a friend, one was a coworker from the past. So I don't know what kind of fruit that produced. But obviously, when they really needed the Lord, they reached out to me. So be that example. Let people know that you're a believer. Be nice to people. Treat them with respect. You know, I see a lot of nastiness on social media. in the name of Christ, which is mind-boggling to me. You're trying to convert people by being nasty? You know, that's not going to work. But be nice, be kind, be compassionate, don't push, pray for the person, and be ready. Be ready when they turn to you, or when you have an opening, go in the door. But above all, don't give up hope. There were many, many, many people, St. Paul's a great example in the Bible, whose lives were turned around once they had an encounter with Jesus Christ. So keep praying, don't lose hope, and you know, just be ready. Just be ready. I just thought that was really powerful, the idea that of somebody's heart being opened by the Holy Spirit. So when my friend Tony was talking about back in eighth grade, he was saying something that I'm sure I heard in school or heard at church, but I didn't listen before. But I listened then. And I really don't think it's the fact that it was coming from a peer. I think it's the fact that the Holy Spirit was working on my heart at that moment in time. And what he said just made sense. So that's it for today. Thank you for listening to the program. Just a reminder, if you have any questions, you can email me at Gary@followingthetruth.com. And again, thank you for your kind emails. I really do appreciate it. Your donations would help too to continue my ministry. So please consider that. You could do that by going to followingthetruth.com and click on donate if you'd like to either become a monthly sponsor or make a one-time donation. I want you to know I'm praying for you every day too. Please, if you would mind, if you wouldn't mind praying for me, I'd greatly appreciate that. You are such a blessing to me, and don't ever forget that. You keep me going, and I'm so grateful. Thank you so much, and God willing, I plan to do this again tomorrow. I hope you're able to join me on Following the Truth. Have a fantastic night. Whatever you do, don't lose hope, okay? God can do all things. God bless you. See you next time.